Have to say, I'm not surprised you chose the library. Isn't this where you spent like all your time back when? I thought so, yes. Let's go sit over there. Yeah, those seats look comfy. So, how's life, Dork? What you been up to all these years? Whoa, you're joking. You're a writer? That's great. I always figured you'd be a scientist or some shit. I never thought you'd go that route. What kind of things do you write about? Nerdy as hell, but I like it. No, I don't read much. I guess not much has changed since our school days. Though I'm feeling slightly less liable to beat you up and take your lunch money. What, me? Oh, just normal stuff. I run my dad's place over on 6th Street. Yeah, it's honest work and it pays the bills. Not as extravagant as being a writer, but I guess if I wanted easy street, I should have paid more attention in class, right? Do you remember Mr. Frank's biology class? God, I love that shit. I used to pelt you with spitballs, didn't I? Fuck. I don't even remember jack shit about that class. I just remember taking my frustrations out on you. Those were the days, I guess. You don't still carry a grudge against me, do you? A little? Guess I earned that. It's cool that we can just sit and talk about it like adults, though. I've kind of felt bad about it recently, which is why I wanted to talk to you. I think I did what I did because, well, I kind of had a thing for you. And, being the immature, emotionally unstable teen that I was, I guess I reacted to it the wrong way. What I'm trying to say is, well, I'm sorry for making your life harder than it needed to be. Can you forgive me? You'll tell me later? Sounds fair. Anyway, the night's still young. You want to get out of here? I think I've had just about all the nostalgia I can take. To go back to your place, go to audio 4. To go back to her place, go to audio 5. To make a move on her, go to audio 6.